Hi, this is Eric Casto, and I want to thank you for taking time to tune into the Oasis podcast. And we have been in a series called Heaven is a Real Place. And, you know, the whole theme really is out of Colossians chapter 3, where, you know, we're commanded to set your affection on things above where Christ is seated. Where is he seated? He's seated in heaven. How did he teach us to pray? He said, as it is in heaven, let it be on the earth. There are things that heaven has for us, and we need to begin to, you know, set our affection and our desires on those things, and with our faith in the grace of God, begin to pull them down upon the earth. And so I really felt going into this year that we need to begin to focus on heaven. You know, before you know it, we're all going to be there, and we're just going to be so happy, and because it's a real place, it's a beautiful place. Let me open in a word of prayer, and then let's get into today, because you don't want to miss today. You want to have your Bible, you want to have your pen and paper. We're going to be talking about angels. And so, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for your presence. Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you would help me in this podcast, that you would speak to my heart, that you would speak to the hearts of my friends, and that, Lord, we would receive something, a grace of God, in order to be more effective, to bear more fruit, and to walk hand in hand with Jesus in the earth. Lord Jesus, we love you. We invite you into this podcast. And, Lord, whatever my friends need, that your presence would just, maybe they're in a car, or maybe they're sitting alone or jogging, that your presence would just lift their hearts and they would just sense your love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we get into this, let's go. And I imagine we're going to do several episodes on angels because there's a lot we want to cover. But angels are real. Heaven is a real place. And there are angels. Now, let's begin with our keynote scripture, Acts chapter 7 and verse 55. And the Bible says in Acts 7:55, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Listen, here he is. He is seeing into the throne of God. Now, in this story, he's about ready to die, okay? And I don't think he didn't realize that at the beginning of the day. He didn't know at the beginning of the day that he was just about, you know, a few hours later, he's going to be standing before the throne of God and in the glory of God. He didn't live long as a Christian. His ministry, it didn't last long, but it was effective. It had an amazing effect. And in fact, you and I are reading it right now in our Bibles. That's what the Lord thought about it. He was the first Christian to die. So we're going to get an account that he didn't see death. Death, he never saw it. It had no authority over him. He was looking up. He was seeing Jesus. He was in the presence of God, and his body died. He was with the Lord. To get into this, we're going to go into angels. So let's look at John chapter 1 and verse 55. John chapter 1 and verse 55. So we'll turn over here, John 1 and verse 55. And the Bible says this, Jesus saying, and he says to him, truly, truly, I'm saying to you, hereafter, you shall see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, this is very powerful because this is Jesus talking. He says to these disciples that are with him, he says, you're going to see heaven opened. Whew, I don't know what that means. You know, I can guess in my mind what that means. But he told these guys, as you are spending time with me, you're going to see heavens opened. And, you know, we don't really have any examples in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of these apostles seeing into heaven, But I wonder if we were like having dinner together and we said, hey guys, Jesus said that you're going to see heaven open and the angels of God coming down and going up. Can you give us some stories? And I guarantee you they've got some stories that are not in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know, what we have in the Gospels is exactly what we need. But let me tell you, these guys had a lot of stories of walking with Jesus and experiencing heaven. So here's Jesus. He's saying to them, listen, you're going to see angels coming and going. That's amazing. Heaven is full of angels. They're going to be coming down. They're going to be ministering to Jesus. And they're going to be going up. Now, I want you to get this. Heaven is a real place. And our help comes from heaven. My prayer is that you and I, that we're going to come out of this with a greater revelation of the ministry and help of angels. We're not on our own. We're not orphans. And Jesus was making that very clear right here. He says, you're going to see heaven open. Angels are going to be coming and they're going to be going. Now, Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12. Let's go Genesis chapter 28. This is the Old Testament. And, you know, the Old Testament has wonderful examples for us. Verse 12, 28 verse 12. The Bible says, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon that you're lying, to you I'm going to give it, and to your seed. And then he talks about, you know, obviously the future of the land with Israel, etc. But here he is, Jacob. He's on the run. Esau wants to kill him. He lies down, he goes to sleep, but he's God's covenant man. And he is seeing the heaven open. He's seeing angels are coming down and they're going up where he is. It's exactly what Jesus was saying. He's like, I'm not Jacob, but I'm going to tell you right now, in my life, you're going to see angels coming and they're going to be going. Hey, that encourages me. We need to live a Christian life where we have expectation. I'm not talking about seeing angels, you know, oh Lord, I want to see an angel. I don't really pray that. I don't have the faith to pray, Lord, I want to see an angel. My prayer is, Lord, I want to see their ministry. I want to see their effect. And, you know, so many times, you know, on these crosswalks, when I get quiet at the end of the day and I sit down and think, okay, Lord, what did I see today? And I think, oh, all those people that said no, and then their hand went out and they took the tracks, the winds that blew and it blew the track into a person's hands. One person throws the track down and another person out of the blue walks down, picks it up, walks away reading it. I can go story after story. Those are not normal events. How do they happen? The ministry of angels. Watch someone walk by me and they stop and turn around and come back. And may I have one of those yellow smiles? What? Who stopped you? That was the angel of the Lord. And so I could go story after story of these odd things that can only be attributed to the ministry of angels coming and going. And it's wonderful. So Jacob is having an experience. Angels are coming. They're going. Jesus declared the same thing. Now, in Luke 22 and verse 40. Luke 22 and verse 40. So we'll just turn over here. And it's a Bible study, so we're going to do some flipping and turning. Luke 22 and verse 40. And the Bible says this. Now, let's begin. And when he was at that place, he said, pray that you enter not into temptation. So he doesn't want them to enter into a place of sin, a place to be tempted, right? And so then he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast away. And he kneeled down and he prayed, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. There appeared an angel from heaven unto him, strengthening him. That's amazing. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. So here we have an example of angels coming down and ministering to him. This was normal to Jesus. He knew that the Father had given his angels a charge over his life, over these apostles, these disciples. And so here he is, God, Father, I don't want to enter into temptation. Well, what was the temptation? Quitting. Jesus didn't want to die on a cross. And so the temptation was to try to look and to do this a different way. And maybe you're tempted. You know what's right, but people are saying, oh, do it this way. Oh, do it this way. Go this direction. And you're entering into temptation because you already know what God said to do, and you're not doing it. And the enemy's coming, and he's bringing a different voice, and you're going to have to get down on your knees and begin to pray, God, deliver me from temptation. And then guess what? At some point, the angel of the Lord's going to come down and touch you, and you're going to rise up as a different person, and you're going to speak to people and say, no, this is the word of the Lord, and I'm going to obey his will. Okay? So think about that. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 9, the first day of the church, Acts 1 verse 9, first day of the church, here's the apostles. Jesus said this. He said, you're going to receive power. You're going to be my witnesses. Okay, in verse 9. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. So that's an operation of the gift of faith. God's faith, perfect in power. Jesus didn't do anything. He was receiving it done. And that operation of God's faith was taking him back to heaven. So powerful. And while they looked up steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And then they began to talk to them, to deliver a message. Two angels. The angels didn't go back up with Jesus. They were on the earth with these men. And so on the very first day of the church, the book of Acts, we're already seeing that angels are involved with the church. Now, I'm trying to encourage you and encourage me. We need to be setting our faith on God's word, even more so believing for the ministry of angels. Angels are real, and they're assigned to help you and me as we pursue the will of God to do it. And I'm not sure that you can do the will of God without the help of angels. So stop trying. That's right, I said it. Begin to say, God, show me how to believe and how to use your word to speak so that angels are helping me in Jesus' name. So here we have angels coming and going. We see the example in Jesus' life and in the life of the church. So let's begin to go a little higher now and look up into heaven. So let's look at Revelation 5 and verse 11. Revelation 5 and verse 11, which is appropriate because we're talking about heaven. And verse 11, it says this, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And we know the elders, there's 24. We know that there's four of these living creatures. But listen, it says this. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. And they're just going on and on, glorifying God, praising God. And it's just amazing. Now, I want you to think about this. here's John, and he's in this throne room that can hold 100 million of these angels, right? And millions. That's a lot of angels. The Bible calls them stars, right? The stars of heaven. That means they're shining. They're full of God's glory. Can you imagine what does it look like? I mean, when we talk about the throne, looks like a sapphire. Over the throne is a rainbow, looks like an emerald. The Father and the Son, they have jasper and sardin, the colors of the light coming out of them, and yet they're fire. And then you have a sea of crystal, you have the altar, you have thunders and lightnings and voices. But then you have 100 million with millions and millions and millions of angels around the throne. I don't know. I'm like, Lord, help me to process this. And I'm not sure I can. I mean, to some degree, I can try to process it, but that's a lot of angels. That's a very big throne room. That's why I always say that when Isaiah saw the doors shaking and his house full of a cloud, he wasn't talking about heaven. He was talking about on earth, just like those living creatures said, the whole earth is full of the glory. I don't think you see doors in heaven like it's saying. Heaven and the throne of God is not called a house. It's his temple. It's his throne. And it's just what I'm trying to do is talk about this to get you to think about it and to begin to go, wow. And that's my Heavenly Father. He loves me. And he commanded me to come in the authority of Jesus' name and to pray and to ask him for help, to ask him for grace. And he said that he would give that mercy and grace to help us in time of need. It's amazing. It's overwhelming. Now, let's look at Daniel chapter 7, 9 and 10. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel 7. Daniel chapter 7, 9 and 10. And it says this, I beheld the thrones that were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. He was sitting, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like unto pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Now, this is what Daniel's seeing. He's seeing a glimpse into the throne room of God. A fiery river flowed and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Then judgment was set, and the books were opened. So just like John was seeing, Daniel saw it in the Old Testament. Just as Jesus said angels are going to be coming and going upon the Son of Man, well, we saw the same picture in the life of Jacob. So the Old Testament is not old. It speaks. It's God's word. And these men were seeing the same things, experiencing the same things. And it's all written down to help us. So here he is, he's seeing that the Lord is a fire. And coming out of the throne of God, it's a river of fire. It's not a little stream, you know, like a little stream that you can jump over. No, that's not what we're talking here. It was a river, like a mighty Mississippi River. Huge, a lot of current and power. And so clear as crystal. That's what John said at the end of the book of Revelation. But in this, that clear crystal was fire. And that's amazing because to John, it was clear crystal water. But in this, Daniel was seeing that it's full of fire. It's full of the presence of who God is. Holy, cleansing, preserving, healing fire. And in fact, right now, maybe where you are, there's a fire of God will come upon you and begin to heal your body. You know, I remember when I had a problem in my stomach. I was 18 years old working on my father's tractor, and I cried out to God. And all of a sudden, it was joy, but fire. It just came down. It filled my stomach. I began to laugh. Tears of joy were coming down my eyes. But in that fiery presence of God, all of a sudden, that was gone. I was healed. And that sickness never came back on me. No, that fire came down, that river of water. And wherever you are right now, just see that river of God's love, that fire just coming down and just touching you, healing you, just soldering your back into place, pulling out pins and making bones normal again. I tell you, we serve a good God, removing confusion, removing oppression, removing fear. All of that stuff cannot stand in the river of that fire. And so we're speaking it in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible says that in Luke chapter 2, verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, and of course, you know, the Christmas story. So here are these shepherds and they're out there and this angel shows up, starts giving them orders. And then all of a sudden heaven opens up and it's a multitude of angels. Can you imagine these shepherds looking up? They have never experienced this before. Multitudes of angels praising God. And so guess what? Heaven is a real place. There's a lot of angels up there in heaven. And those angels have assignments to come and to go from heaven to the earth in order to help us. I remember years ago, as a young minister, we were heading into a very troubled area of our town in Richmond, Virginia, and a place where a lot of people were being murdered. Every week, people were being murdered. And, but we were going in with the church and, I had experienced some fear and I had experienced some warfare going into that. And I'm not going to go into the whole story for this podcast, but that morning, before we went, my wife Beth, we were praying and all of a sudden my eyes were opened and standing next to Beth was an angel and standing next to me was an angel, and all of a sudden, a bigger angel walked in. And I knew immediately, that's the angel of the ministry that we've been called to. And I tell you what, all that fear, it just broke, and we went so gloriously happy to the outreach that day, and then we continued to do the outreaches, bringing salvation to little people, young people, older people, and there was so much that God did in all of those outreaches that we did in Richmond, Virginia, but the enemy was trying to stop me, but God helped me, and then he opened my eyes, and I saw that they're angels. Angels were sent to help Beth and my life. And so I want to encourage you as we're going to pause here. We're going to pick back up and we're just going to see how far we're going to go with all this. But I want you to know you have the ministry of angels. When you love Jesus, the angel came to Paul. He was in a shipwreck. The boat was in a storm. And he said, Paul, God loves you and you're a servant of God. And I've come to help you. Angels know people who serve the Lord. And so listen, go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.